Alrighty guys, how's it going? We're back with the 10th one of these fucking things. Friday the 13th, part 10. Or, well, I guess it's just called Jason X, isn't it? Oh boy. Jason goes to space. Like, that's like the joke premise that they talk about when something's outlived its welcome. Of course, I think Leprechaun got there by its fourth movie, I want to say. Took Jason 10 times to get to space, and, you know. We haven't had, like, a normal Friday the 13th movie since, like, 6. Like, it's just been buck wild since then. And I would say for... to the detriment of the series. Anyways, I'm actually re-recording this because I realize I'm so loopy from... I just put up a new video. I have a ton of stuff that I need to do for tomorrow night. It's going to be a lot. Anyways, hope you guys are doing well. We're going to marathon the rest of the series right here, right now, tonight. Hope you guys enjoy it because Lord knows that I'm going to... Lord, take me now. All right, we got one more ad read, and then we'll be getting right on. All right, guys, so you're going to see the New Line Cinema logo entrance title sequence again. And then you're going to see like a hellscape. And then you're going to see New Line Cinema Presents. And it's going to kind of disapparate. When it completely disapparates, that's when you're going to press play again. But you're going to pause first. In 3, 2, 1. So I guess, is this because Jason went to hell? Sean S. Cunningham's back. Oh, joy. I'm so glad. Jim Isaac film. Okay. Oh. Maybe he's not directing it though. I don't think he directed Jason Goes to Hell either. This music. That intro title sequence. Holy shit. We're in for a fucking ride. The intro sequence is a little interesting, at least. Oh, wow. Okay, all right. Oh, stop. Nope, don't like that. Was that a needle in his eye? Okay. That is a weirdly thick cover. Was that just a cover? All right, Kane Hodder. I think this is the last Kane Hodder, Jason, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. They have a line in here about Jason being able to regenerate. Now, that being said, I think Ralph the Movie Maker brought this up. When has Jason ever really regenerated, you know? Like, Michael Myers kind of does that, but... And sure, Jason is resilient, but he's like a zombie. He's supernatural, you know? Jim Isaac. Yeah, it's a Jim Isaac film. Oh, God. Art Power's been, like, threatening to fucking die. So, like, our Wi-Fi's been, like, shitting itself, too. What is all this hair? Like, Jason hasn't had hair since part two. You can see so much of his fucking face. He looks like a lot younger too. And just like, I don't know. Actually, you know what? They say regenerate tissue. It looks like he has regenerated a lot of tissue. The mask also looks a lot different. He's looking at him like, oh, fuck you, dude. All right. Okay, are you going to throw it on him or what? Oh, also, I think I skimmed over Camp Crystal Lake Research Facility. Yeah, that's silly. Here it is. Okay, yeah, so this was written by somebody that was like, yeah, science big neoliberal evil man. The jacket's still on his fucking face. Do they just have him? What is this room? What is this set? It's not really a rag. It's a lot bigger than a rag. Oh, it's gonna be, yeah. Of course it is. Oh, boy. Now, at least it has like the same music. Oh my god. You just javelined him. I mean, hey, look, it's not his fault that this happened. Get out of here. He's out. You could have said he's out. Why are you sorry? Literally, it's not that guy's fault. Like, it's like Jason would have gotten out either way. How did Jason get behind her? Oh, wait, he's got the kind of like brown jackety look now. Okay, that's what I've been waiting for. Not a fan of these jumpsuits. Okay, wait. Did Jason just stand there as she walked away before going after her? Oh my god, what is this? I don't know. That was silly. They're blacking out his eyes now, but like you could see them really well in the beginning. Did you not? What? Okay, you had like a good 5 seconds. You waited there. Did that table knock him? Because, like, it definitely should not have. That's fucking stupid. Is there no, like, safety panel on the other side? Oh, yeah, that's right. This was created by soulless neoliberal corporations. So. Oh, my God. What was that? The fact that the machete could pierce that, too. Like, I don't doubt Jason's strength as much as I doubt the machete's ability to withstand that. See, this is where you have the title sequence. You had your cold open. Now you have your title sequence. And God, you know, they're just... Oh, as if there's ever cobwebs like that. Ever. Do you think they knew? Like, do you think they made this with the intention of being like, yeah, we're just going to create like a piece of shit? Look at that. Look at that person's orb. What light is that radiating? God damn. You're like, no, it's futuristic, though. Okay, yep, all right, we get it, come on, let's go. That deadass looks like Star-Lord's mask. Holy shit. How can you tell? If it were novel. I already hate this dialogue. Manufactured in 2010. He's a frosty boy. Look at him. He's so frosty. A frosty boy.
What the fuck? Yep. Huh. I wonder if football went first. Okay. All right. Yeah. Fine. Yeah, you got a little chuckle. Yeah, and she's fucking frosty too. What fell on her? Why is she covered in shit? I do like the jackets they have. The frost effect that they have is a little funny looking. Yes. Yeah, good job. Good fucking job. I love how you, like, kind of shifted into position there. Where did she get that? Drugs. Ooh, that was pretty cool. I hate him. What the fuck? What is this? Why would you take a class here? Are they supposed to be college? I could imagine like a college going there. But like, damn. You didn't show the people going into the ship or give them in it, or give the audience any indication that time had passed long enough for them to get into the, unless that guy next to them is supposed to be one of them. But how would we know that when we've only seen him in that like mask and jacket and shit? Is that Stone Cold Steve Austin? I thought you said a Bible. Oh my God. I like. I don't know. It's just cringe. It's fucking cringe. Did that say Lunar States? This, again, feels like one of those movies that was like a comic book idea as like a little spinoff, and they just made it real. God, I am already... Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Oh my God. I love seeing 2000s like space tech. Or like space wardrobe. Why is it not possible for him? Okay, I did kind of like that. Is that what's his name? Andrew Garfield. This is just a bunch of words. They're just saying a bunch of words. Oh my God, why is... Is it impossible to not sexualize people? like that. Like, I don't like they found like a somebody who like needs like medical help. You think every doctor that gets like a car crash victim or just like a, you know, any person that needs their help, they're like, oh yeah, just want to, you know, take their clothes off. That's the best part of my job. But also, why can't Jason be resurrected? I mean, like, obviously he does, but why would they think he wouldn't? Like, she has a stab wound. He was just vibing with his regenerative, you know, abilities. Yeah. God. Ants. DreamWorks is run by ants. I can't tell if that's like decent or really bad CGI for the time. Ooh, ew. Is that his eye? Is she going to eat it like the guy in the last one? the instruction they must have given her to be like, yeah, you're gonna close your eyes and like move your eyes back and forth a bunch of times. You know, you're just gonna be waking up like kind of confused and stuff. Why would that? This is like that John Mulaney bit where, you know, if you wake up in a hospital and you don't remember anything. Yeah, like if you don't recognize anybody when you wake up in a hospital, you can, it's not like you just freak out and be like, oh, who are you? You'd be like, oh, hi. Thank you for helping me. What was that, 2010? That she froze? That would mean nothing to her. As it means nothing to us. Would you ever request an unsecure line? Oh, it's on the screen. What are you talking about? Yeah, that's big. Yes. Okay, it's at least worth a research paper. No, that, like, if you're working on a research paper, I'm pretty sure you can get your, like, name on it, but, like, you know, it's this main author. You know, like, I don't think the students own ownership over shit like that. Why would they be thawing him out? Especially if they want to, like, sell him. Why isn't he, like, busting in there right now, being like, stop cutting him open? Like, if you're looking to sell him. Oh, boy. Was the mask, like, attached to him? I do like that you... Is it... No. Okay, can we? I'm okay. We can stop. You don't have to keep. Oh. Wait, are we really gonna peak this early? Is this it's gonna be quicker than he was. I hope you guys know the first kill of this movie. Like, it's maybe the best in the franchise. Also, like, are you just, like, gonna let that, like, leak? Oh, God. You would think that they would at least, like, understand, like, oh, yeah, you know, when working on science and, you know, biological material that might be a little bit more fragile, you know, you gotta contain shit. You can't just, like, be willy-nilly with it. I know it's the future, but goddamn, biology doesn't change that much. The fuck did I just watch nipples fall off? I just saw somebody's titties fall off. I don't. How would she hear that? Yeah, go clean up that shit. Are you just gonna ignore it? Tell me you just fucking ignore it. Stop. Oh, you are a bad scientist. I love the idea that they're just showing like blue light on her fucking face. Also, how much foreplay did they fucking have? It looked like they were ready to fuck right on top of Jason. Why are they now just getting down to sex? In fact, they're not even fucking yet. They're just still doing foreplay. I love the Scooby-Doo bullshit of her continuing to be like, well, who's there? What is it? Oh, God. Why did that echo? Oh, because it brought him back to life. He has that sixth sense. That's right. This came out after Scream. That's right. That's right. I forgot. Yep. And now we got the best kill of the movie. Oh, wow. Would he really not be able to hear that? I just saw that glass move. It's not stable in there. You could easily hit it and have it make noise. There we go. That was awesome. All right, let's pack it up. We can go home. That's... God, there's another hour of this. Oh, they had the Kiki Mama thing. I wonder what food is like in the future. Oh, God. Yeah, it makes sense. That might be the most accurate prediction in this film. Earth 2. Holy shit. What a great piece of delivery. I really believe that she caught herself there. What happened? Do you not include the other time that he was blown up and Jason goes to hell? Do these movies just not care about any canon anymore? God, yeah, that's really the message here. That is really what Jason in space is trying to get at. Money's greed and money is bad, and corporations and greedy people are evil. And look, don't get me wrong, I agree, but like, still. Wait, what the fuck did I just watch? You were just like in his what? You didn't carefully preserve him, though. You started, like, heating him up. That was a little jarring. Did you not finish? Oh. Well, at least they're out of the movie now. Why didn't he go after her? You know, I get really confused about Jason's motivation in a lot of these movies. Like, is he just trying to kill indiscriminately and get the highest body count possible? Or is he like, I don't, At least they're getting to it now. You know, they stop stalling and pretending to be a movie, and they're getting to, like, kills now. Oh, boy. They just, like, set up some, like, fucking scaffolding and a back room of, like, a laser tag place and called it a set. What was the budget for this movie? Hold up, I gotta look that up. $14 million. Oh, it's VR. I see. Oh, it's Stone Cold. That gravy on his forehead looked pretty real for the crappy, like, CGI. Are they going to be able to repair it? Did that not... Was that not them? I'm so confused. Why would he throw him to the... Just, I don't... He really operates like the Minotaur in that one game where you... I don't... Never mind. Forget that reference. I don't... Oh. Okay, that was a decent move. They just really put some red paint on its face and called it a day. Did those people not hear about the lockdown? Can you mute emergency stuff like that? Man, this is so 2000s future. Holy crap, look at those panels. How much could that be? Does BFG stand for big fucking gun? Now, what would be nice is if they could snake through the ship all as one unit and then block parts off, like in Halloween 2018. Poor Stone Cold. He's in game mode. Shut up, Andrew. Why would you sneak up on somebody like that in this scenario? Yeah, don't do that. Fuck you. She kind of looks like Uma Thurman. I hardly remember this character. There was like half an introduction to him. Oh, he's got a mustache like me. It doesn't, you know, quite come all together in the middle. It's not going to be Jason. There's too much lead up, or it will be somebody else and then it will be Jason, or he'll turn to the left right now and it will be Jason. Just kidding. All right. Oh, it was Jason. Oh, and he'll be mad that they destroyed the workshop. Where'd he go? Where the fuck did he? God damn, he just actually teleports. Yes, I knew that he was going to be mad. Oh boy. I love how they're really setting up that like screw thing that doesn't really make sense. Like, why would that be there? Like, you look at a lot of this, like there's no practical use for like half the shit here. It's just like, oh yeah, that'd be kind of cool there, wouldn't it? Oh, and suddenly Jason knows how to be Batman and, you know, do stealth. Like, it's been shown he can take these bullets. Like, he could just like Yeah, come out here. I don't know how, why he's being secretive, or like why he would have like the mental prowess to choose that. Because like half the time he's dumb as bricks. Half the time he's like being tactful. Yep, and there it is. Like, why would that be there? What purpose is that serving being there? Yeah, you know what's going on. Deceased. Oh my God. Am I taking this too seriously? Like, I think they knew that they were making schlock. Oh boy. Oh, you didn't make a pun this time? Why is, like, every teacher character, like, or like, adult or figure of authority, like, evil? Like, besides, like, the sheriff in part six, like, all of them are just have this mean streak. Did you hear that? Again, that you could not, no, that wouldn't be possible. Your vagus nerve would be severed, and your heart would stop beating. Like, yeah. Did he get impaled? Why would you not show him being impaled? He'll teleport if you do. He definitely, who's that? Oh, yeah, okay, I guess. Oh, okay. So she's dead too. Not the worst reveal. Get out. Get out. What the fuck was that? If he didn't have the this old dog bit, then no, it makes sense. That was the second one. I thought that they were just being like, yeah, like, you know, if you remove the blade, you start bleeding like shit. This fucking acting. Oh my god. Between the dialogue and the acting, it's just and look, I definitely couldn't do any better, but still. Did you not hear the announcement? So either he just ignored the announcements, or the announcements don't go to the entire ship. And he's just chilling. Did he say real goat fuck? Well, at least he's going to be out of the movie now. Thank God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Except you're about to tank him. How big is that ship? Holy crap. For the size of it, they sure have a pretty small crew. Jesus. I have expected it to fall as if there were gravity. Dude. How would they feel that explosion? There's no particles to like cause the shaking. Is he supposed to be losing his cool? Is that what that's supposed to look like? Oh my God. What is happening? I know I've said I've seen this movie before. I should clarify. It's been in like throw something on Netflix and not pay attention while you're on a date, like scenarios. Like I don't remember much of anything. I mean, like, I don't know. I do remember some parts, but you know. Why would you want that? I get that she's supposed to be snarky, but like, I don't know. It just seems a little stupid, don't you think? Oh, what? So who was he outside then and just decided to stop? I don't. Oh. Where are they now? They dead ass just left him. Did he not run? Has he just been standing there for the past like 90 seconds? I thought he would have survived longer. He seemed like more of an antagonist. No. Why would you want to go back? First of all, Stoney's done. Second of all, why wouldn't you... Why would you want to risk it? Is this, oh, wait, who's that? Hadn't they been dead for a while? Dude, 400 years have passed the technology. Dude, oh my God. Yeah, exactly. What's a bike? Like that's how much technology has changed. You programmed her. What the fuck? Did you see the little space strand? I hate that. I hate this. It's just so hokey. And if he's in here and we're in there and we're out here and he's the sheriff. Did you see it? It's Briggs. her character is just Snark. It's Snark the character. Yeah, he's about to eat it. He's the one that's about to eat it. Ooh. Yeah, you know, half decent gore, I guess. I do kind of like the engineer, at least the actor that plays him. Did I say Briggs? Who's Briggs? It's like, nah, it's done. Oh, and he's there. Oh, okay. I thought that was Jason. Microsoft conflict. It would definitely be Amazon now. Oh, I thought that was going to be Jason. It split up. That's bad news. Ready to go. Impressive. He brought it together. I gotta wonder, these latter
Friday the 13th. That head is so thick.
These latter Friday the 13th movies, like this one, could you even classify this as a horror movie? I'd say it has more in common with like an action or just a sci-fi. Also, do you just have exposed circuitry just like out there? Okay, I do have to comment on like this shirt or jacket. I don't know what it is. Dude, you would come on. Like, but the bars that are just like holding the, oh my god, you bitch. The bars that are just like holding the thing together.
You silly goose, that's what happens.
Oh, wait. Doesn't she know how to use the gun? Why don't you hand it to her? What does that mean? What does slappy mean? Also, oh my god. An upload? This is a fake out. Is she holding it under her arm? Gave her an upload. I can't get over upload. Oh, these movies have finally broken me. Oh my god. That's cartwheels. The fast, like, sped up. Oh. Oh my god. I wish he said, "Remember me," because that's what half of these characters say when they fight Jason a second time. Though, what's his name? Dukes didn't even, we didn't even see him fight Jason the first time. He didn't shift his weight at all. Ooh, nice. You're strong. Why did the ants get off him? What do you mean bleeding out? What's bleeding? What is the blood in this scenario? Dude, he's jacked. What does that mean? See, Brodsky is like, yeah, we got this. We know how to do it. Do you think at this point some audiences were like, oh man, Jason's over in this movie. We got to watch them do this shit. In fact, I would almost prefer that. I swear to God, I just heard that they're using the same sound effects that Storm Spirit in Dota 2 uses. Like, it's the same sound files. Now, what do they call him? Mega Jason, right? It's Mega Jason? Or no, Uber Jason. Yeah, it's Uber Jason. Yo, the villain's Wikia is like, that's some deep lore, man. Insufficient tissue. I thought he was supposed to be able to regenerate like a madman. Oh, he's just there. And his eyes red now. I think Jason realizes what's up. Is this movie canon? Because like, I thought she was the final. Are there final girls in movies like this? No, but is this canon? Because like, Freddy versus Jason definitely does not acknowledge this. I don't think maybe part 9 is canon either. I'd like to think that he wasn't calling him an asshole. He was just saying, hey, you know, asshole. That was a dumb joke. Forget that. Forget I said that. God damn it. I'm fucking fried, man. What do you want from me? Is that a fake head? Or is she just laying there off camera? Is it time? Is it her time to shine? Uh-oh. Like, there's so many holes that there's no wind resistance, right? That, like, so many other things would get, like, caught on there first.
Okay. What levels? Name them. Is there like a level of irony here? Oh, of course, we don't even get to see her get killed. There's just a little bit of flesh chunks. Oh, God, that was bad. Shouldn't they have lost like oxygen by that point? Like, wouldn't they be sucking on air or sucking on nothing, I guess? I guess Jason doesn't need air anymore. Why would the writing on that door be like that? Is all writing kind of blocky and pseudo futuristically like that? Oh my God, they changed out that head. That looks awful. Oh, he has two eyes now? Oh, no. Are they going to do something with his fucking mom? Look at that. That fucking head. Oh my God. Clearly it was her. Uh-oh. Yep. Oh, I said before him. He's got a six-pack on there, too. Did they just green screen her in? Oh, that's right. I forgot. There's still like a ton of future stuff. Yeah, we get it. It's Crystal Lake. Where is he? Like in relation to Andrew Garfield? Oh, yeah. Wait, what? ~1980 Oh, yeah, Scream. I remember Scream. Do you think that Jason actually gives a fuck? Like, I imagine a lot of this is correlation rather than causation. Like, oh boy. You would think that, you know, it's R-rated movies. You're showing scandal stuff before people get killed, so like that's why they you know, that's why those appear together. Oh boy. I love the little like tube full of like I don't even know what to call it, like trash bag material. That was a pretty good shot of him walking through Crystal Lake as shit was exploding. Wasn't she still attached to all the wires? Why are you stopping? Keep running. Oh my god. Yo. This is like, Brodsky is a goat in this movie. He's like, I don't even care. And they kiss. Well, was all of KM's data just stored in her head? I'm surprised they were able to see that. Is this Earth 2? That delivery was, oh my god. His delivery on He's Gone was something fucking else. They're just cuddling. Jason's not even trying to fight them. Wait, they were holding hands? Oh, those are different people. I thought that was the guy who made the android and the girl from the Frozen thing. I couldn't tell you their names. The only name I know is Brodsky. And I even got that wrong earlier, calling him Briggs. Okay, they could have used one less key, no, mama. Is that all? Alrighty. Okay. Yeah, it's Super Jason. They put him in that Super Jason at the end too. Oh, we still have two more. All right. Well, hope you guys enjoyed. All right, I'll tell you what. It's not good. It's bad. But it's not like atrocious. I think it kind of knows what it is, and it's just trying to be kind of entertaining. Fiona, like a solid 4. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, solid 4 out of 10. I don't know. We'll see. I'll have some reviews up. Go check out, you know, if you're listening to this now, this might actually even come out after the Halloween thing. I'll put it up tonight. If you're listening to this now, make sure you check out the Devil's Night live stream. We'll, you know, see you guys then.